You've heard of love at first sight, but how about love at first sound?
Researchers at NYU wanted to find out how long it takes for a person to love or hate a song.
We picked 260 songs, 8 genres, and 7 subgenres, for instance, jazz, and, you know, different versions of rock and all that.
Pascal Walsh is a neuroscientist at NYU. He and his fellow researchers took those songs and chopped them up.
We cut 3,120 clips, short segments from those songs.
Then they played those clips for more than 600 people and asked them to rate them.
Love it.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Strongly like it.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Slightly like it.
Heartbreak hotel.
Indifferent.
Some people want to build a world with silly love songs.
Slightly dislike it. Strongly dislike it.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
And hate it.
Researchers kept playing shorter and shorter clips. They wanted to see how quickly people form an opinion of a song. It didn't take long.
The shortest we tried, shortest we tested was 5 seconds. And 5 seconds are perfect, basically.
So it turns out first impressions are lasting ones. Participants stood by their initial opinions even after they heard a longer clip of the song. And the researchers also made some other discoveries along the way.
The first one is pop music is popular. People like pop music. That's probably not surprising. Rock music was probably the biggest discrepancy between what they thought they would like and what they actually liked. They liked rock music much more than they themselves thought they would like it. And finally, liberals pretended to like jazz more than they actually did. Whereas conservatives were honest about that. They said they didn't like it, and they didn't like it.
Yeah, but that one's a good one. No matter what kind of music you like, remember these words from Oliver Wendell Holmes. Take a music bath once or twice a week, and you will find that it is to the soul what the water bath is to the body.